96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
KVOE live and local, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News time is 8:50, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. Heather Brown, the Chief of Interpretation at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, joining us right now on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line.
Heather, good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Good morning. How are you folks?
Oh, we're doing all right here today. So you got the Labor Day quilt display coming up here shortly.
We do. It's an annual event. People really enjoy that. They look wonderful displayed in the barn. It's our 18th annual quilt display, and it's over the Labor Day weekend, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Each day is from 10 to 4, so it'll be quilts hanging from the rafters in the quilt, or in the barn. And people can still do the fun activity of voting for your favorite quilt. So come in, take a look at the quilts, and vote for your favorite. And then the winner will be announced on Monday at 1 o'clock with a small little ceremony and a little award certificate and such. So it's going to be a fun weekend. It's just a way to keep, you know, the art form and history alive with the quilts. It's just a fun and beautiful activity.
How many quilts do you have on hand? And is there still some time to maybe get your quilt hung before activities here in a little more than a week?
Oh, you bet. So we'll be accepting quilts starting next week. And anyone is welcome to come and quilt. We are focusing on the color blue this season, this year. If anyone else wants to also, you know, display their quilt, we're not going to turn the quilts away. I think we have roughly about 20 I have heard from, about 20 or 25. That's a really good show. We've had up to almost 98, I think, one year. That was including, like, smaller art pieces and things, and it was a lot in the barn. And it was almost too much, really, because then you really couldn't see them displayed very well. They were just kind of crammed. So we've cut that back a little bit, and 20 to 25 is really a good showing in the quilt. It really helps the quilts, you know, pop that way.
Gotcha. Who are your partners here? And maybe you can mention those again. Who are your partners in bringing the quilts that you currently have and getting everything set up for you?
Oh, sure. Well, we have just the wonderful folks in the area. Our volunteers actually do a wonderful job making the show happen. They help advertise it for us and do quilting workshops and retreats and word of mouth, the quilt shops in the local area. You know, anyone, and we put press releases out, so anyone's welcome to, you know, to bring their quilts out. Just a lot of people that are quilt lovers that want to see the show continue on. So just wonderful folks.
What does it mean for you to have this particular side of, you know, Kansas and ranching history that's available at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve on a regular basis?
Well, it's like I said, it's one of those events. It's kind of one of our staples. And people come specifically over Labor Day weekend to see the quilt show because they know that we've been doing it now for 18 years. And it's just kind of one of those things. I think if we don't do it, it'll be a disappointment to a lot of people. And so I'm hoping that we will always be able to have the quilt show. And just, again, bringing the quilt art form and keeping the history alive. I mean, even things like myths, you know, just the fun things that you hear about that used to be, you know, starting in a necessity for having blankets. You know, a woman was supposed to have 13 quilts in her dowry, you know, before she came into a marriage. And 13 quilts probably is a good start to have on hand, you know, because family would be coming and you wanted to have enough quilts on hand to keep your family warm. But it was also a wonderful way of creating your, you know, expressing yourself creatively. There's a lot of meaning to the quilts. Like I said, there's some to the quilts too, superstitions like for example, you're never supposed to put the design called bird tracks on your husband's bed or he'll fly away from you. So that was an interesting one.
Wow.
You know, or you're never supposed to put human figures on a quilt because they will come visit you at night. So that's the poor sunbonnet Sue, you know.
Yikes.
Yeah, but to bring good luck, you're supposed to have somewhere in the quilt design is a spider web. So that was a good omen. You know, there's lots of these myths out there, the superstitions. It says, you know, a girl who begins piecing a quilt will not marry until it's finished. If you have a bridal quilt, you should make sure that you have a continuous border of vines or ribbon-like patterns, because a broken border is said to foretell a broken marriage, you know. So it's all of these great little superstitions and old wives' tales, as they say. So,
I believe them all.
Who knows?
I believe them all.
Nice. So, Heather, when folks are out, they're, you know, they're perusing, and maybe they want to go ahead and venture outside of the walls a little bit, what's to see at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve? I'm going to say what's tentatively set to be there and what may still be there after the heat and humidity we've been dealing with over the last week.
Absolutely. So hopefully if it's not, I mean, people are welcome to come out and hike all the time. And we still have hikers in this horrible heat, but we make sure that they have a lot of water with them. And then if they do run into trouble, we go out and retrieve them. But plenty of hiking opportunities. We'll be having some house tours, you know, guided house tours. There's also self-guided house tours, barn tours. There might be also be some people quilting in the barn over the weekend, doing some handwork and people available to help answer questions about the quilts. Just, you know, things that people can see and do and to just bring a picnic lunch and just make the, you know, make the park your own. We've also had about 19 bison babies born this year. Our visitation is actually up over last year. With the construction being completed, we've actually visitation right now as of last month. I did the figures on that. So at the end of July, we had 17,000 people show up here for the year so far, and so we're right on track with where we had been. So that's a good sign of the park. But yeah, if people want to come out and display their quilt, bring it next week, and all we need to know is make sure that we have their name and phone number, the design name of the quilt, the quilt maker or the owner, and the year it was created, and then also any other interesting information that you'd like to share with our visitors, because we also have labels that we could put on the quilt. So if you want to put a little bit more history behind the quilt, maybe it was a quilt made by someone very young, or someone very experienced, you know, or certain circumstances that started the quilt created, you know, all these different things. So anything that you would like to talk about and share, we would love to have.
Well,
and
it's great
they can start bringing, the quilts, like I said, all 3 days, the second, third, and fourth. And on the next day, if you want to come pick up your quilts after the quilt show, you're welcome to do so. But again, the voting stops at 12:30 on Monday, and the winning quilt will be awarded at 1 o'clock on Monday.
All right. Well, we certainly encourage people to experience all that the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve offers, and it is aplenty. And for those who may not know, Heather, where exactly are you located?
Yeah, we're very easy to find. We are west of Emporia, about 16 miles on Highway 50, and then 2 miles north on K-177. It's also the Flint Hills National Scenic Byway. Very easy to find.
Good deal. In case folks want more information about the quilt show or the other stuff you got cooking this fall, how do they get that?
They can call the Visitor Center. It's 620-273-8494, extension 270.
Heather.
And we also have a website.
All right, Heather, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Heather. Heather Brown, Chief of Interpretation for the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, joining us here on our morning.